This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation arising due to heavy rainfall and floods in the northeast. Mr. Modi has assured all help and support to the affected states. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said in a social media post that the Prime Minister called him to inquire about the current flood situation in Assam. Mr. Sarma briefed him about the relief operation undertaken by the state government. Meanwhile, Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern and support regarding the landslide and flood situation in Sikkim. He noted that the state administration remains fully committed to managing the situation and providing all necessary assistance to those affected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited the world's leading aviation companies to invest in India, saying India has emerged as the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Addressing the International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India presents an excellent opportunity for investment for the world's leading aviation companies. He underscored India's investment in world-class airport infrastructure, noting that in 2014, the country had 74 operational airports, which have now expanded to 162, emphasizing the success of the Udaan scheme and calling it a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation history. Mr. Modi stated that under this initiative, over 15 million passengers have benefited from affordable air travel. Incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh. Met Center Itanagar has predicted heavy rain accompanied by thunderstorms with lightning and gusty wind at isolated places across the state over the next 24 hours. The center has issued an orange alert for Lower Subansiri, Dibang Valley and East Siang districts and a yellow alert for 17 other districts in the state. As Weather Department has predicted heavy rainfall in the three districts, administration has issued orders prohibiting fishing, collection of woods and other materials from riverbeds and low-lying areas, East Siang, Lower Subansiri and Dibang Valley districts. According to the State Department of Disaster Management, 12 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents till Monday evening. Two persons are reportedly missing during the heavy rain period. The Met Center Itanagar has issued a yellow alert warning for almost all the districts in the state. The Weather Department has predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning at isolated places over the next 24 hours. The State Department of Disaster Management has informed that as of now, three relief camps are set up and there are 239 inmates in these camps. 168 villages have been affected due to flood and landslides and 2,249 persons, including women and children, have been evacuated to safer places. So far, 92 roads have been damaged in the last 4 days. In Upper Subansiri district, the BMGSY road from Sippi to Niling has been blocked at multiple locations due to flash flood and landslides triggered by heavy rain. According to reports, 17 to 18 villages are cut off due to this blockade. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna in Italy, erupted yesterday, spewing ash and smoke in the Sicilian sky and triggering panic among tourists. Sicily President Renato Schifani said lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area and posed no danger to the population. Authorities continue to monitor the situation closely and have advised the public to stay cautious as volcanic activity persists. The Indian Army's Spear Corps carried out a major civic outreach initiative under Operation Sadbhavna in Zero Arunachal Pradesh, reaffirming its commitment to holistic development, community welfare and nation building. The event was attended by former Minister Tage Taki, DC Lower Subansiri Vivek HP and District Chairperson of Apatani Tribe Dola Puro. With the motto, "We serve beyond borders," the initiative was a blend of compassion, empowerment and connection, reaching out to the hearts of the local population and addressing grassroots needs, said in a press release by Indian Army's Spear Corps. Toko Babu is the new Deputy Commissioner of the Itanagar Capital Region. He replaces outgoing Deputy Commissioner Talo Potom. The District Administration of ICR hosted a farewell welcome ceremony at the DC office on Monday with both the officers. The function was attended by employees of the District Administration who expressed their heartfelt appreciation to Potom for his dedicated service and exemplary leadership. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.